give of the firstlings of his flock, of a blood sacrifice. It was from God. He learned it from the Lord. He learned it from God. The sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ is acceptable to God. It's the only thing that He will accept. It's accepted. Now here's the thing. And I appreciate what the Lord's done. I've heard people testify, and they worry so much about, did I do it right? But the good thing about it is, in spite of all our failures and all our faults, and I heard somebody tonight talking about, you know, Miss Diane said it. Said, I've been sorry, but I'm not sorry I'm saved. We could all say that. Miss Brooke mentioned it. She said, I've been a sorry Christian. We could all say that, could we not? But here's the good thing about it is, and I think we ought to strive, we ought to want to do our best, we ought to want to serve God, we want to live for God. I believe that ought to be our heart's desire, and don't nothing stop us from that. But here's the good thing about it. No matter how sorry and rotten and ill we are at times, and our emotions may get the best of us, and we're completely, absolutely hard to get along with at times. Thank God, I'm glad it's not based on me. My acceptance is not based on what I do, what I don't do. It's based on the fact that God has accepted the person and the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God, I said, Lord, I can't do this. You've got to do it for me. You've got to be my advocate. You've got to be my lawyer. You're the one that speaks for me. And thank God, He does. And now when He sees us, He sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what He sees. That's what He sees. He sees the sacrifice. And when God looked at Adam and Eve there in Genesis 1, 3, verse 21, when God looked at them, he no longer seen the filthiness and the unrighteousness. God seen the work that He had personally done. Amen. You'll rejoice in that. You'll rejoice in that, and you'll thank God. Hey man, and I know we're hard on ourselves, but look here. When God sees us, He sees the work of God, the workmanship of the Lord. We are created in Christ Jesus. The work that He done. Not our goodness, not even really our badness. Not our faults and our failures. Not our abilities and our inabilities. Not our talents or lack thereof. Not our rotten attitude at times. Not our selfishness at times. But He sees the blood and the sacrifice of His Son. I'm going to say, you can get out of kilters with God, and you can get out of sorts with Him, you can get sideways with God. Let me just say this, that'll never affect your relationship. It will affect your fellowship. But I want to say from now to eternity, if you're saved, and if is a mighty big word, if you're saved, He sees the blood and the sacrifice of His darling Son. Thank God. And as long as Jesus is accepted, as long as Jesus is God's Son, and He always will be, As long as the blood of Jesus is precious in the sight of God, as long as it's valuable in the sight of God, thank God we will be too. Don't base your value on you. You base your value on the Lord Jesus Christ and His righteousness. Thank God. Amen. So, preacher, I know, but I know me, and certainly you do. And I guess it's somewhat healthy for us to be critical of ourselves. And it is. The Bible says we are accepted in the blood. And it's a good thing about it is, Jesus is always be accepted of the Father. When He sees me, He sees the blood, He sees the righteousness, He sees the justification, He sees the propitiation, He sees the payment, He sees the sacrifice, He sees the guilt taken away, He sees the reconciliation. All those big fancy words, thank God, have to do with my standing with God and where I stand. And to Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. You say, boy, that sounds pretty good. Well, I'm going to say, Brother Dustin, as you mentioned this morning, it's even better now. That's right. It's better now. Thank God. Amen. The Old Testament, they didn't see it coming. They didn't know what all was going to happen. They didn't see the church age. But I want to say this. If anybody ought to be thankful and grateful, it ought to be us as saved by the grace of God and washed in the blood of Jesus and redeemed by the Lamb of God. Amen. That's right. Thank God for His sacrifice. And clothing us with His righteousness. So when you read Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, don't just skip over it. It was a foreshadowing. It was a picture, a type of what Jesus was going to do for us in the future. Amen. Where we would be clothed and made righteous in Him. Let's all stand. Miss Paula, if you'll come. Sing that song again you and Deborah sung. That's a good one. I think about all that He's done for us. And then